You're listening to the Afternoon Edition, and we like a spot of DIY, blind DIY, on the Afternoon Edition. And no one better to tell us about that than blind Dave Healy. Hi.
How are you doing, young man?
I'm very well.
I was a little in advance of you, actually, because I was in the workshop up until about 5 minutes ago, and I was called up for my din-din, so I was standing away like a Mario. Dave's, get it ready. So I'm up in the house now.
What are you having for dinner?
Huh?
What are you having for dinner?
I've had it.
What you had?
Cheese and tomatoes and very nice.
Oh, sounds nice.
Yeah.
Right, now, today we're just going to talk about something simple because, well, we're simple fellows and you've been doing a bit of sanding, haven't you?
I have indeed.
Sounds boring, but it's an art to it.
I tell you what, you know, it's sanding is one of the most important things when you're making stuff, Simon, because obviously, we create I'm doing a desk and some shelves at this moment in time as we speak. You know, and we put them all together. We screw, we route, we glue, we put it all together there. We've got the shelves that I'm doing for Grace for her kitchen. She wanted some floating shelves, but she wanted doing. She wanted them done out of like a rough timber in a scaffold board. So I've got some scaffold boards. And I thought, well, I got them, and I put them on the workbench, laid my hands over them, and I thought, these are definitely scaffold boards. There was the metal framing around it, there was grids, you name it, it was on it, and I thought, ah. So the sanding element comes into it, doesn't it? Not only have I finished the desk, and it's nice, but, you know, with a rough, medium, and fine sandpaper ready for the oiling, and that feels nice. But now I've got the old belt sander out on the scaffold boards. I took the metal pieces off because I don't think they would look right in the kitchen. Cut them to size, made the bracket, and got the old belt sander on it. My goodness me, sorry, that's done off. Take it down.
How does a belt sander work then? Is that wise to use when you can't see?
Again, anything's wise to use, even if you can't see, if you are careful with it. A belt sander is exactly what it says. It's like it is a belt. Can I explain? It's size-wise. I mean, there's all sorts of shapes and sizes of belt sanders. You know, you have the big industrial ones. But this one is a belt sander, which is probably circumference a foot. It slips onto a sanding machine, not like the normal vibrating one, which is just on the bottom, you know, and backwards, forwards. This actually does go round, as it said, it's a continuous belt, and my goodness me, it does rip through it. You have to be careful, to be fair, because it has caught my fingers on the odd occasion, and believe you me, it takes the skin off rather quickly. But as you use it more and more and more and more, you tend to know where to put your fingers, don't you, Simon?
Hey, you don't want any loose clothing on or things like that?
Oh, well, I mean, I've always got an overall on when I'm doing it. Obviously, mask. And Deb's coughing in there because I have been wearing a mask and she don't believe me. But I've got to get some dust extraction down there because when you are sanding, it does kick up some mess. But I've got a bag on the back and there's an airflow which kicks some of it out and catches it. But, yeah, you do need because you know you're coughing and spluttering for I don't know how long, but a belt sander is very good. It will move timber very quickly, so you have to be careful because it's difficult to explain to you on the radio now. But there is an art to it. But you know you can apply pressure and take a lot off, or you can just use it skimpily and you know take it feel it. That's what I tend to do with it.
But most of us used. I remember my dad. He had, the old black and Decca drill, yeah. And you fitted it into a sander.
Yeah, and you put the disc on the front, which is the very, very self-same thing, but of course, obviously, all them years ago, I mean, I've had one, but for me, I use sandpaper, as in, if I'm taking the edges off certain things that I'm, like with a desk, take the edges off, the frays off where I've sawed it, bit of sandpaper in the hand, gently over it, takes the frays away. I've also got what they call a cork rubber, which is where you can wrap a piece of sandpaper around, and that is when you have used the belt sander and the other sander, and you're going over it with firm pressure with the hand and, you know, just hand pressure, but it starts to take the light bits off. But once you've done the bell sander, and you zap the timber down. As I said, you need to be very careful, I must admit. And then you'll put a normal orbital sander, that's the word I was looking for, Simon, an orbital sander, which is like a flat sheet that clips in, or it's like a Velcro that they use today, and that just stays flat, so it's a matter of fast finishing more than anything. And then to finish it off completely, what I did, I used a medium and a very fine paper by hand with my cork rubber, and you just go over the whole thing, and you can feel it as you're going, and then give the whole lot of good old hoovering down, and hey presto, it's ready for oiling. And then I was on the desk, which the desk is assembled as sort, other than the top, and the I'm only going to be oiling the parts you can see, you know, the front face, the sides. There's no point oiling and particularly sanding the insides where this drawer's going to be, because you ain't never going to see it, are you?
Why not varnish it?
Varnish? No, I mean, when I was at college, QAC, the lecturer there, brilliant as he is, good. He told us and showed us a way, and we use, or I use now, certainly, a Danish oil. And it's an oil that can be applied by a rag, Simon, which is much better, because when you can't see, you're trying to brush it on. A, you've got brush...
Hairs.
Hairs, that's the word again I was looking for, I'm trying to think. Brush hairs on it. And, of course, you know, when it's dried, you know, Deb will look at it and go, you got a couple of hairs in this. So I moved away from that years ago when I used what they call a Danish oil. Or there's a couple of different oils, but I like the Danish oil. But you can apply it with a rag. And the beautiful thing about it, for argument's sake, I'm doing a desktop, you can apply the oil all over. Now, you need at least three, maybe four coats. And what you miss with the first, you'll get with the second. And what you miss, you know, with the second, you'll get with the third. But then you start feeling it, because the first coat will sort of zap in. The second coat is a bit better. But once you start pouring that third coat and the fourth coat on for a much better finish, you start feeling the wood, feeling where the oil is, and you can tell straight away where you've missed. So it's very kind to blind folk if you want to, you know what I mean? Because you can utilise the rag and utilise your hand. And then obviously just clean it off with whatever, Swarovski, I beg your pardon, is what I use to get it off my hands. But it is blind friendly.
It's quite satisfying though, isn't it, to bring up a nice piece of wood?
And what, sorry?
It's quite satisfying to sort of, when you get, you feel the surface of it after you've prepared it.
When you start, you know, I mean, I like sanded wood anyway, because I think sanded wood is lovely when you come down to a nice fine finish, and you'll feel it, and you think, wow, it does feel nice, and I love feel wood in that respect. But then when you put a coat of the oil, or a few coats of the oil on, you don't only get the wood finish, you get that, like, not the only way to say it, it's like a silky finish, and you rub your hands over, and you think, you know what, that must look nice. And Deb will always say, you know, with three or four coats, she says it does bring it up nicely. And then you can do whatever you want with it afterwards, because depending on what I'm doing, and I certainly wouldn't with a desk, sometimes if it's a stool or something of that, I'll put a wax on it, rub a wax on, let it go off for half an hour, and then, you know, rub it all down, and that really does bring it up to a beautiful, beautiful finish.
Well, on that note, because, well, you know, this show waits for no man.
Correct.
So, how do we keep up with what you're doing? You've got lots of stuff on Facebook, haven't you, at the moment?
I mean, the website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. Have a little look, see what's going on, give us a shout if there's anything you want, even if it's just for a chat over email, give us a shout. But plenty going on, and hopefully next week I should have my desk finished.
Fantastic. Well, let you go and have a nap.
A nap?
Well, it's that time, isn't it?
I suppose it would be for you if you weren't on air. But
well,
I mean,
I'm not a pensioner.
I've got to venture down now to the workshop, because I've actually got to sand it down ready. I'm now trying to do the drawers so that I can get the drawers in so that they go whoosh, 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 not like yours that go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Toodle-pips.